You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio on 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, a big announcement yesterday in Wisconsin. The majority leader of the Republican-dominated legislature, gerrymandered illegitimate legislature. He would not have been majority leader if there were fair maps. A fellow named Jim Stanky from Kakona. Jim Stanky from Kakona had originally said that this was going to be his last term. He was going to step down after the elections in November. He was not running for re-election. Now he has pulled the plug. He says, in fact, he's resigning from the assembly, resigning from his majority leader position on July 27, a couple of weeks away. He's not just retiring, he's resigning. And not only that, just reading the statement he put out, he doesn't have anything else lined up. He's saying he wants other opportunities. Okay, well, good luck. You get some other opportunities. What's really going on here in the Republican Party? Jim Stanky had been a conservative Republican. He'd gone through all the baloney of Voss, Gableman, Trump, all of it. My read of this is that at some point he couldn't swallow it anymore. I'm not saying he developed a conscience. Maybe he did. Maybe he was disgusted by the Republican Party. There's no indication of that in his public statement. But, you know, there was a Republican congressman up in Gallagher's district, the Green Bay area, who just pulled the plug after a couple of terms the minute Trump got in. What's happening is that a number of Republicans in minor leadership positions are pulling the plug. They're disgusted. You know, they watch Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony like everyone else. They read the paper, follow the news. They know the damage that the Trump cult in the Republican Party is causing. So in the short run, does this make any difference? No, they'll elect somebody else who come leaping and screaming out of the assembly caucus, wants to be majority leader. Go along with the Trump cult, go along with damaging the state, trying to undermine our democratic institutions. Probably somebody who will say that the legislature should pick the presidential electors and that the presidential election is a beauty contest. Somebody probably who will say, yeah, I don't think you should vote for state treasurer, secretary of state, head of the Department of Public Instruction. None of that. Somebody will say that they should be appointed by the governor. Somebody will say, yeah, I think we should get rid of drop boxes. I think we should make it very difficult and threatening for people in large cities like Milwaukee and Madison and elsewhere. Very inconvenient to vote. Yeah, I think we should do all of that so we can better serve our donors. There will be somebody like that, a hack. Somebody out of the dark money, black ops, android, Stepford wife culture in the Republican Party. But this is not a tip of the hat to Jim Stanky. He just decided to get out. I think he got out because he was disgusted with his party. There's some glimmer of recognition that his party had gone off the rails, was betraying the United States, but I'll leave it to him to say that. It's just very rare that a guy has had that long a tenure in the assembly, and went to majority leader. And frankly, if Voss gets eased out, and that's the amazing thing about this, I would ease him out with fair maps. He wouldn't get reelected with fair maps. But he's being attacked, Voss is, by the right as a rhino because Trump called him a rhino. And why is that? He genuflected to Trump. He hired Gableman at over $1 million so far with no cap and no end in sight to investigate something that isn't there. They've already concluded that there was no rigging. And now the money is being spent defending Gableman. This is our tax dollars, by the way, my tax dollars and your tax dollars, for ethics violations and sanctions by judges for misconduct. One of them is he makes an off-color remark about a judge, and a female opposing counsel. Why am I paying for that defense? Voss is paying for that defense with our tax dollars. That's not enough for Trump. Trump says he's a rhino. So the right wing in that party, and there are people to the right of Voss, could throw him out, and Jim Stanky would probably have been the speaker. But he doesn't want any of that. I think the stench may have gotten too great, and he had very considerably experienced nostrils to inhale strength stench over a long time in the assembly. But he's stepping down. He's stepping down without a job, vamoosing. He says, I'm out of here. And, you know, he's not the only one. Paul Ryan, and here's a guy, I think, who's gone up in my estimation. You know, when Paul Ryan was speaker, John Boehner had been speaker before him. Paul Ryan had been an intern in John Boehner's office, by the way. Paul Ryan went to a college in Ohio called Miami of Ohio. It's a good college. And John Boehner, of course, was a congressman from Ohio. And when Paul Ryan got elected speaker after Boehner stepped down, Boehner exulted, and they both turned out to be fairly moderate, frankly, by current standards. Boehner, for instance, and this leads up to what Paul Ryan has said about Trump. Boehner, when he had the right-wing caucus, the Freedom Caucus, and the Republican caucus stymie him and hurt the United States, he would put together as many Republican votes as possible, and he'd go to Nancy Pelosi. He'd say, I need, 22 Democratic votes to get this through. This is bipartisan. She'd give them to him. She would say to her caucus, give me 22 votes from the strongest incumbents that can't be beaten in primaries in our party. And here's an example. Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit in the New Jersey, New York area, caused devastation? The right-wing Republicans from Texas and elsewhere blocked any aid because it went to New York and New Jersey, blue states. I'm not kidding. When Texas gets hit, or Louisiana gets hit, or Florida gets hit, everybody in Congress votes aid. But this Freedom Caucus would not vote aid because it was New York and New Jersey. But Boehner did. He put together a lot of Republican votes. He had Nancy Pelosi give him some Democratic votes, and he got the aid through. The Freedom Caucus then went after his scalp. They said, we are not putting up with this kind of thing, and they squeezed him out, and Paul Ryan got in. Now, Paul Ryan got in, and remember, he was running for re-election and a couple of years ago, and everybody jumped on him, and, he's no good and all that, and he finally dropped out of the race, and this fellow Stile got in. Stile is bad news. But Paul Ryan was actually a statesman, and I think a lot of people didn't see that at the time. I'll give you an example. He stood up to Trump early and hard. And here's the dialogue that's gone on. In a new book by Mark Leibovich coming out, he's a staff writer for the Atlantic. Apparently, it's a darn good book. In this particular book, he quotes a lot of people who talked to him, probably not realizing they were going to be quoted. And in it, he has Paul Ryan saying, quote, it's amazing how one guy, Donald Trump, one guy could Luca Brasi you. Luca Brasi was the enforcer and the godfather, a really vicious guy. He also said Trump's control of the GOP is like a mass sociology experiment. He couldn't understand how it happened. He said, when he looked at the video of the January 6th insurrection, he sobbed. Now, this is Mark Leibovich. Who knows what he did? But Paul Ryan, ever since he was in college, was in that Capitol as an intern to Boehner. Then he ran for Congress himself in Janesville. His family owns a business down there, well-regarded. He's married, believe it or not, to a woman from a very prominent Democratic family from Oklahoma, Warren. And then he goes to Congress, and he's young. He was in that Capitol all his life, and he said, a lot of those Capitol police officers were being beaten up. I knew they were friends of mine. A lot of those congressmen who were hiding and were being attacked, I knew. And he said, it's amazing how Trump, one guy, can Luca Brasi you, be a thug out of the mafia. That's what he said. So Trump comes back, of course, shoots his mouth off and goes, quote, Ryan is a curse on the GOP, end quote. Ryan is a curse on the GOP. Well, he has that backwards. Trump is a curse on the GOP. It's a cult of Trump. And you have Paul Ryan coming out and saying it, albeit in a book quoted by someone else, but he doesn't deny it. And knowing Paul Ryan, I met Paul Ryan, decent guy, obviously a conservative Republican, but there comes a time, the most recent historical example was in Germany in the 30s and 40s, where it didn't matter if you were Democrat, strike that, because they didn't have that, but conservative or liberal, didn't matter. What mattered was your character. There were plenty of conservatives back then who stood up to Hitler and were killed, and plenty of liberals, but there were also plenty of liberals who knuckled under to Hitler, as well as conservatives. And you're seeing that right now. So Paul Ryan, I think, is a principled conservative who's standing up, and frankly, I'd rather see him running for the Republican nomination for governor than the clowns they have right now. But that's a different story. The point is we've got to reelect a Democrat and keep the veto power in there. But Jim Steinke is toast, riding into the sunset in Kokona without a job. Had enough. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.